Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos, Daf Lamed Tes, Menachos 39. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara talks about the windings and the loops that and the knots that we make on the tzitzis that we wear. So Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Nosson teaches as follows. We know that the tzitzis are supposed to come from four strings, which we fold over to make eight, and we place each one of these eight strings, which were four that were folded over, we place them on each of the four corners. So he teaches that Rav Huna says that Rav Sheshes taught that the techeles shekarach ruba kashera, that techeles, that the most of the string of the tzitzis was wrapped around and just a minority of it was hanging down, as so to speak, like a branch, that's kosher. And indeed, it's kosher tzitzis afilo karach by elochol ya'achas, that even if you only did one winding with the tzitzis and the rest was hanging down, that indeed is kosher. So that is what Rav Sheshes quotes in the name of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, in the name of Rav. However, he says, "Vinoye techeles." The most beautiful way to make the tzitzis and to make the strings flowing is shlish ligdil, that one third of the string that we wind should be the windings, ushnei shlishi anaf, and two thirds of it should be hanging down as like a branch. So that's the ideal way to do it, that we wind each thread one third of the way, we wrap it around the others, and then two thirds of it should be hanging down as a branch. Vikama shiur cholya, and what is the minimum length of what's called a winding? When you take this string and you wrap it around the other strings, what is the minimum length of it? So Rebbe says, "Kidei sheyichroch v'yishna v'yishalish," that the minimum length in order to fulfill one's obligation should be really three wraps around. If you wrap something around three times, that's called a winding, a chulya, and minimally, that is what's required. So the Gemara then cites this teaching, hapoches, that a person who wants to make a lesser number of chulios, a lesser number of windings, oyifchos misheva, that there should be a minimum of seven chulios, v'hamosif, and one who does not want to do the minimum, but he wants to do more, should not increase it above 13. Lo Yosef al Shalosh Rei, should not make more than 13 windings, and each winding should have a minimum of three times around. So what is the reasoning why one should not make less than seven, says our Gemara, and a person should not make more than 13. Hapochis lo yifchos misheva, this corresponds to the seven heavens. Keneged sheva rakim, there are seven levels of heavens, according to the Gemara in Chagiga 12b. And so therefore, a person should not have less than seven chulios, and one should not have more than 13. This corresponds to, there are seven heavens, Keneged Shivarakian, and on top of that, there are Shisha, Avir, and Shebenayim. There are six air spaces in between them. In between each heaven, there's space of air. And so therefore, a person should not have less than seven or more than 13. The basis of comparing the tzitzis, the strings, to the heavens is because when we get to the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amabez, on 43b, we're going to learn that on tzitzis, there's a mitzvah to have techeles. And we know that the techeles, the color of the techeles, is similar to the color of the sea. And we know that the color of the sea is similar to the color of heaven. And we know that the color of the heaven is similar to the color of the Kisei HaKavod, the glory of Hashem. And so therefore, when a person looks at the techeles on the tzitzis, a person is going to remember Hashem, and remember that Hashem is sitting on the Kisei HaKavod. And so therefore, for this reason, it's important that we should arrange the chulios, the number of the windings, that it should equal the number of the heavens. So that, and this is how Rashi explains it. So by doing that, we'll remember, through looking at the tzitzis, remember Hashem Yisparach. However, according to Rashi, therefore this law should only be applicable in a time where there were techeles worn. But in a time where people could not find techeles, then this practice wouldn't be as obligatory, wouldn't be required. And Rashi also has a discussion of how many knots a person is required to have on their tefillin. So On this basis, Rashi says, discussing the strings and the windings, Rashi says that a person should really have five knots on their tefillin. And what is the reason why you should have five knots? Because we said the mitzvah of tzitzis corresponds to the entire Torah, because it says you shall look at the tzitzis and you'll remember to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And this is hinted to within the word tzitzis itself, because the word tzitzis has a gematria of 600, has a numerical value of 600, because there is the letter tav, which is 400, and then there are two tzadis, which make 180. Each one is 90, and then there are two yuds, which equals to 600. And then if we add on the eight strings on each corner, that gets us to 608. And Rashi says then we have the five knots that makes taryag. And so therefore, when we look at the tzitzis, we're remembering the 613 commandments. And so on this basis, Rashi says we should have five knots. However, this idea that Rashi says that we should have five knots is questioned by Tosfos, because Tosfos says we never found specifically though any place in the Torah where it says that there must be five knots in making the tzitzis. Nevertheless, that became the accepted custom that we should have a total of five knots, corresponding to the idea that the tzitzis have to make a numerical value of 613. There's also another dispute amongst the Rishonim that should we make these knots equally spaced, because that makes it more beautiful, or should we have the knots that are closer, that there should be two on top and three below. The custom on most people is to have the knots equally spaced in order to correspond to the beauty. So basically, the basic upshot of this teaching with all the strings and all the knots is to say that we're doing it to make sure that we remember, and every time we look at the tzitzis, we're reminded of the kisei hakavod, reminder of the fact that we have accepted upon ourselves the responsibility to serve Hashem and to perform all the commandments.